overall, they're saying the same thing. I mean, certainly death just expresses the reality that all people are going to die, and that if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you're going to face this ultimate judgment that's described in Revelation 20 as the Great White Throne. A word that Jesus used some was the word Gehenna, which was the garbage dump where garbage was burned in Jerusalem, and there was always smoke coming up from that fire, and it was kind of an abomination, and it stunk, and it was something people were familiar with. So he used that as an expression of hell, and he was using it as a figure of speech, but the point of the figure of speech was to convey an actual reality. All of these different words have the same overall connotation. Now, the Hebrew word Sheol, that is a word which means basically the place of the dead. And there was the place of the righteous dead, which was called paradise. So when Jesus was saying the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. But then there was the place of the unrighteous dead, those who did not know God, did not have faith in God. Even before Christ came into the world, of course, there were those like Abraham who had faith. And there were those who understood that the sacrificial system was pointing forward to something greater, the Messiah, and all of that. But overall, these words are emphasizing the fact that we live this one life here on earth. And as Hebrews 9 says, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. After death comes judgment.